I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Imagine somebody knocking on your door telling you to either convert from Christianity to Islam, pay a tax, leave the city, or be killed. Then as you leave, everything you own is stolen. Open Doors' David Curry says that's what's happening to Christians in Mosul, Iraq.
You have a tremendous crisis. It's a targeted crisis, which is what makes it so unusual. They are outwardly stating their goal is to push Christians out of the region or to exterminate them. And then they go about doing it, and nobody in the Western world lifts a finger to protect them.
Support Open Doors Relief Fund. Pray members of ISIS will come to know Jesus as Ramadan comes to a close. Next, what do the people of Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan have in common? The answer from Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
95% or more are Muslim, and most of those have never heard the gospel.
FMI gathers support for indigenous pastors who are telling unreached people groups about Christ and planting churches. This way, pastors can stay in ministry and still feed their families. As the last week of Ramadan begins, pray pastors will have a chance to introduce Muslims to Jesus. And words like Grim Reaper, Great Beyond, Afterlife, Oblivion, however you phrase it, death is a path we all must walk. New Tribe's mission is reminded of this often in their work. A tribe steeped in superstition believes their souls can be stolen at funerals and other ways too. Can you imagine living in that fear? Check out our website to discover how New Tribes is bringing truth and security to this tribe. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering right now? Get the free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, from Sat7 to help you understand why. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.